You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Activists say teenagers on Facebook can be targeted by ads endorsing alcohol, drugs, gambling, smoking, and eating disorders. The watchdog group, the Tech Transparency Project, created 6 test ads and submitted them to Facebook, saying it wanted to reach users ages 13 to 17. Facebook approved all the ads within hours. One was promoting pill parties, and that one was approved in 43 minutes. Facebook did not comment before Wired published an article, but afterward, a spokesperson said it's investigating it, adding they don't allow ads about alcohol, weight loss drugs, and certain other topics from being shown to people under the age of 18. Standing in line to pay at a grocery store, you're surrounded by impulse buys, things like gum, mints, chocolate bars, gummy bears, and sodas. They're the kind of products that when you walk into the store, you're not planning to buy, but stand in line for a few minutes and you feel that familiar twinge of want. Suddenly, you're heading out with a few sticks of spearmint gum and a Baby Ruth. Over the past year, fewer people have been standing in line to pay at the grocery store, or anywhere, really. One recent survey found that 61% of consumers are doing more grocery shopping online now than before the COVID-19 pandemic. And that means fewer impulse buys. In fact, some of the weirdest casualties of the pandemic have been gum and breath mints. North American sales of gum fell 14% by volume last year, and mints by 15% compared with 2019, according to the market research firm Euromonitor. It doesn't help the makers of breath freshening products that less socializing with strangers means less need for fresh breath. And let's be real, impulse buys are almost antithetical to online shopping. If you want a candy bar, you want it immediately, not in the 2 days it'll take Amazon to prime it to you. And a mental health startup built its business on easy-to-use technology. Patients joined in droves. Then came a catastrophic data breach where hackers leaked it all. Vastaamo ran the largest network of private mental health providers in Finland. In a country of just 5.5 million, about the same as the state of Minnesota, it was what one Finnish journalist called the McDonald's of psychotherapy. And because of that, the attack on the company rocked all of Finland. Around 30,000 people are believed to have received the ransom demand. On October 29th, a headline in the Helsinki Times read, "Vastaamo hacking could turn into largest criminal case in Finnish history." The scale of the attack was shocking. So was its cruelty. Not just because the records were so sensitive, not just because the attacker or attackers singled out patients, but also because, out of all the countries on Earth, Finland should have been among the best able to prevent the breach. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.